welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. A good poem you picked for this week. We know that breast cancer is the most frequent type of non-skin cancer and the most frequent cause of cancer deaths in women worldwide. Most breast cancers are diagnosed following a routine mammogram, but still a sizable minority present after a finding by a woman, a breast mass or the like. How often, when, with what modality to screen for breast cancer? These are all a bit controversial, and each of them deserves its own focus. There are some findings to suggest that screening mammography both reduces the odds of dying of breast cancer and perhaps facilitates the early treatment of breast cancer. It's important to note that breast cancer mortality has dropped dramatically since the 1980s. The reason for this is a little bit unclear. Perhaps it's because of earlier detection through the screening we've been talking about. Perhaps it's improvement in breast cancer treatment, but it is nonetheless on the decline. Still, over-diagnosis remains a problem. When we talk about over-diagnosis, in this case, we're referring to women who are screened and have breast cancer detected, but the breast cancer that's detected will not alter the quality or the length of their life. This is a particular problem for older people. You found a poem that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in 2023. The article starts on page 1172. It attempts to answer the clinical question, what is the likelihood of overdiagnosis of breast cancer in women over the age of 70 who get detected by routine screening? Mark, this is a cohort study. What did they find?
Yeah, this was the first author was Richmond, and it was called Estimating Breast Cancer Overdiagnosis After Screening Mammography Among Older Women in the U.S. So this was a target trial, and epidemiologists use that to describe a study where they can't really do a randomized trial, so they try to use cohort data or observational data to simulate what might have happened in a randomized trial. So they used the SEER Medicare Cancer Registry to identify over 50,000 women older than 70 years who'd had a screening mammogram in 2002, and they followed them forward in time for 15 years. So basically, you know, about the length of a normal lifespan. They used a two-step approach. First, they identified women over age 70 who had a negative screening result in 2002 and were therefore cancer-free. That was the cohort of 50,000. They then followed them to see if they did or didn't have another mammogram in the next 3 years, and then whether they subsequently were diagnosed with breast cancer. The difference between the incidence of breast cancer in the screen-detected group compared with the incidence in those whose breast cancer was diagnosed due to symptoms without a mammogram was used to calculate overdiagnosis. So for women aged 70 to 74, the incidence of breast cancer was 6.1 per 100 women screened versus 4.2 per 100 women screened. So that means up to 30% of breast cancers were overdiagnosed. They would never have caused symptoms in a normal lifetime. So in women 75 to 84, that rate of overdiagnosis was a little higher, about 47%. And then in women over 85, it was 51%. And this makes sense because as women get older, as we all get older, there are other competing causes of mortality. So even if someone had a slow-growing breast cancer, they might have had a stroke or a heart attack or some other problem that ended their life before the breast cancer could. So bottom line, overdiagnosis, which is identifying a cancer, in this case breast cancer, that wouldn't have caused symptoms in a person's lifetime, seems to increase with age. And this, we thought it did, and this study really confirms that. The rate of overdiagnosis was 31% in women in their 70s, up to 51% over 85. And so this, you know, supports the idea that there is this thing called overdiagnosis and that we have to figure out ways to identify those cancers that are more likely to be overdiagnosed versus more likely to be invasive and aggressive. And so that, you know, there's certainly work going on in that area. We certainly have tools that we use in prostate cancer to try to identify indolent versus more aggressive lesions. And so hopefully we'll have better guidance in the future. And it also highlights the fact that screening does have potential harms and that those harms increase as you screen more aggressively, more often for later in a person's life. It's more likely that that screening is going to harm them than help them.
You're suggesting perhaps what we sort of have taken for granted, that breast cancer isn't all the same, that there are different aggressiveness and indolent states of breast cancer. Is it safe to assume that as women get older, their breast cancer that is diagnosed is less aggressive?
It's not clear whether it's a matter of it being less aggressive, more likely to be indolent as women get older, or whether it's those competing causes of mortality that mean that a breast cancer that in a younger woman would have had many years to grow, in this case only had a few years because something else intervened and ended the woman's life. So it's probably a mix of both of those factors.
Makes perfect sense. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.